All right, Jeff, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association wrapped up their 92nd annual convention and trade show over the weekend in Fargo, North Dakota. As you and I were talking beforehand, this year's speaker lineup, a lot of different topics and issues that they addressed. And what are the couple things maybe that resonated with you?
Yeah, good morning, Megan. It was good. You know, we had, you know, over 300 registered in Fargo, North Dakota. And, you know, probably the most encouraging thing on that was, you know, we had representation from all the corners of the state and throughout the central part of the state. So a lot of people came to Fargo to partake in the convention, a lot of good compliments on the speaker lineup, which was outstanding in my opinion. And we talked about, you know, climate and the effect the beef production has on climate. And we heard from Will Coggins on trying to portray beef as being friendly and good and all the negative campaigns that are up against us all the time. And the antis, how they try to counter that all the time, and which is getting to be a full-time job.
Well, and two, not only we talk about cattle and climate and some of those hot issues in D.C. right now, you know, but we also talked about having a unified voice. You know, President-elect Don Schiefelbein had to say was, I think that maybe stuck with a few folks in the room.
You know, it did, and you know, he gave a very passionate speech and, you know, what he's looking forward to, and, you know, and if there's anything that he's striving for is unity. And, you know, even as a state organization, you know, unity is great. Division is not good. And all it does is destroy the industry. So, you know, somehow we've got to come together, get a unified voice and have the ability to agree to disagree and still move forward in a positive way.
Well, and ultimately, a big portion of convention is that grassroots level decision-making process. So you had members from all across the state come together, submit some of their changes that they'd like to see or ideas of policy as it relates to the North Dakota Stockmen's Association. You also had breakout committees that addressed, you know, cattle marketing, cattle feeding, cattle research, education, you name it. What are some of the highlights that came out of all these different committee meetings and ultimately that will pave the way for the year ahead?
You know, I think a couple that come to mind, Megan, is one on dealer insolvency. You know, we worked hard on that and, you know, we believe that we need to get the word out and predict producers if there's a dealer insolvency within the state. And, you know, with modern day technology, it's pretty easy to get the word out to everyone. And we're going to try to work with the Department of Ag on that, trying to get the message out if there's ever a dealer insolvency to all producers. I think another one that was good was, you know, we worked hard on price disparity throughout the whole year, and there was a resolution come forth on renewing LMR, and in addition to adding a contract library, and information is key to all beef producers as they try to market their beef. And probably another one that comes top of mind is CRP. There was one in there to be more proactive on the CRP and designations on the drought areas and what can and can't be done, whether it's haying or grazing, and just a more of a proactive approach rather than a reactive approach on the CRP acreage in the state of North Dakota.
And as we wrap up our conversation, Jeff, you know, cattle producers have been through a lot this past year. Well, actually, the last 2 or 3 years, just different challenges and issues that come forth in the industry. But really, the tone in the room was very positive. And why was that, Jeff?
You know, they are optimistic, you know, and it's always good to get together with friends and you know, almost the whole Stockman's family. I mean, it's like a family reunion. Get producers from across the state that don't often see each other throughout the year and, you know, talk about the good things. And it's so easy to get caught up in the negatives. And you know, sometimes when we leave home, we try to leave the negative stuff at home and bring forth a positive attitude and try to make the most of everything, especially out of a convention like that. And, you know, there's no one-size-fits-all in the drought, and it's concerning to everyone. And sometimes, you know, we got to let go of what we can't control. You got to try to deal with the punches that are dealt with us and move forward. And there's a lot of stress left in the country on that, and I know that. Now there's a lot of feed to get home if they can, if there's any out there. And, you know, at the end of the year, everyone's going to be looking at their feed supply and seeing how many cows it can support and taking a guess on what winter's going to bring. And great news to come out of the convention is our membership, 3,126. You know, we broke the old record by 116 members. And in these challenging times, you know, there's still value in the Stockmen's Association membership. And, I mean, that's great news to come out of there. And then that we finally got a lot secured. You know, that's been a directive given to the board several years back at a convention. And that finally came to fruition in the last week or so. So that's exciting, you know. Look forward to more exciting news on that. But we have secured a lot for the future building.